Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You know, when Rob Kardashian is the better choice for parent, you're both pretty bad, okay? Because Blac Chyna got into a violent fight with her boyfriend in Hawaii. You're in a four... Listen to this.
Oh my,
you're
I've
at
heard
a
this before.
Four God. Seasons in Hawaii. Four seasons, okay? Yeah. People would kill for this vacation.
Hell yeah.
And you are fighting at 5 a.m. because you think he's cheating. She's with her, like, 19-year-old boyfriend. She thinks he's cheating.
Oh, my God.
Something happens, and it escalates. She scratches him. He chokes her. I mean, so the police get called and all this stuff, and I'm just like, how many domestic violence fights do we have to hear about from Blac Chyna?
I was going to say, I feel like we've talked about this many times, Allie.
With different
people. This is not the first fight you've talked about with Blac Chyna and somebody else over something stupid like this.
And it's not the same guy, and it's been robbed, too.
Yeah, and it's another 18, 19-year-old rapper. A couple months ago, it was a different 18, 19-year-old rapper.
These guys are losers, and they're all using her, and she's a loser. She needs to get her life together. She's got kids. It sucks, because not only does she have a baby...
Yeah.
She's got, like, what, they have a five-year-old? How old is her and Tyga's kid? Six, seven, maybe? I don't
know. Something like that.
But a young
school-age
kid.
You think that kid's not being completely affected by all of this?
Up.
He's screwed up. I mean, and then...
It'll be a cycle, and now this kid will be an a-hole when it's older.
Look, I just never thought I'd say Rob Kardashian would be the better parent.
The voice of reason, Kardashian.
Come on.
What? At some point in that kid's life, somebody's going to go, what's wrong with you? He'll go, my mom's Blac Chyna. That's what's wrong with me.
Can we just call it what it is? Let's just admit secretly Kris Jenner has custody. That's what I think.
Really?
I think secretly Kris Jenner, she has the money and the lawyers, of course, and they're both crazy. No. I think Kris Jenner has custody, and nobody knows it, and she makes sure that the kid's safe. That's what they should do if they're not doing that.
You know, maybe it's not legally she has custody, but I think even behind the scenes, like he's living in her house,
no,
like for sure.
No crazy bitch like Blac Chyna is going to give her kid to Kris Kris Jenner.
Very true.
There'd have to be something in place.
She has emotional custody, and Blac Chyna has legal custody.
I wish she had legal custody, Kris Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my God.
Kardashians.
Hey.
I don't care.
I do.
I do, because those kids are going to be screwed up and then screw up the world.
Uh-huh.
We're already screwed up enough.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Cold, cold,
the cold's making
cold
my nose
today.
Dude.
You better go catch it.
Am I the only one that happens so your nose just runs like crazy?
Oh, no, me too.
No,
okay.
That everybody
you,
when you're cold.
Moisture.
It's natural. It happens. It's quite all right. It's quite fine.
How come I don't see your snot dripping out of your nose?
Because I'm a normal human and I use Kleenexes. Come on. Jeez.
I haven't heard you blow your nose once.
We're professionals.
Professionals.
That's funny, too. That was another good joke after that first one.
You see?
Professionals.
So ridiculously cold today. Make sure you limit, like, your skin exposure. Like, that's the thing that'll get you on frostbite. So, like, cover your hands. Cover your face.
You said less than 15 minutes.
Yes.
Any exposed skin can be frostbitten.
Yeah. Cover your neck. Cover everything. Like, if wear a scarf, throw a fashion statement scarf on like I did today. It's great.
Well, if your kids have
really
school,
great.
Like mine do, both my kids have school, then they can't be outside with any exposed skin. You know what I mean?
So. Keep the skin under wraps.
Yes.
There's your good advice.
Quite literally.
Lots of indoor recess recess. Today is indoor recess day, isn't it?
It's indoor recess week.
Unless you go to NPS, then you're off.
My good news is that I had a moment with our plow guy this morning, you guys.
What do you mean?
I think plow guys appreciate it when they can plow an empty parking lot. Like, when they see one car there, they're probably like, ugh, one car. And I was that one car this morning at 4:30, and I could see him coming in behind me, and I could feel his eyes rolling in the back of his head. So I went into the one...
He's having a whole convo with this guy.
So I went into the one empty spot in our parking lot, because he didn't get a chance to do everything yesterday, because it snowed while people were here. So he cleared the area where I normally park, and then I went out and I moved my car back, and he flashed his lights at me, and I was like, hey, he knows what's up. Like, he was like... So, thank you.
It was
he gave me a little thank
you.
We
get off at 5, though. Let's not act like after 5 p.m. he couldn't have plowed. I mean, let's not get crazy.
Well, I know, but I had a moment with him this morning. I'm trying to give him some credit.
You had
a little flash of the lights.
I thought you were going to go up to the guy, ask how his day was, talk to him for a second. No, he flashed his lights at you. And then you moved your truck.
And they were flashing lights on top of the truck, so it could have just been his normal lights. So it could have just been me having an entire conversation that never really happened.
Those plow guys are working hard, though.
They are.
You're crazy. And they were saying they're all getting exhausted. They have to have serious breaks.
Yeah, dude.
What's your good news, Allie?
Gibbons. My good news is I'm back today.
Yeah, you made it.
God, yesterday, I can't, you know, cold I can handle, but when there's too much snow, nobody's going to kill my kids but me when it comes to driving. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I get so much anxiety because, one, when it snows overnight like that, I don't know if my nanny's going to be able to get in the driveway. Yeah. I don't know if she's going to get stuck. I don't want my kids driving around a little car.
Hell no.
But cold all day, go for it, girl.
Sure.
So I said, no, you can come back tomorrow. It's just cold. No snowstorm. Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. So I was off because my kids were off school.
We said yesterday that you offered to bring them in, and we said, no, stay home.
We're good.
Dude, even I don't want to bring them in. That's a nightmare.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
Speaking of snow and good news, Allie, you missed it, but yesterday, what? My hell to the nah was that my girlfriend's dad took our snowblower back. My good news is...
brought it back.
Thank God we got it back yesterday. Yes.
Wait. Is it yours or his? It's yours now.
No, it's his.
How does he... So he took his own snowblower back. Let's not say he took our snowblower back.
He took his own snowblower back. I thought there were two that worked. He had one, we had the other. Apparently there's one that works. We had it and he had it. He took it back.
You better praise the Lord he brought that back.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
You'd be wishing you lived back downtown in an apartment right now.
I had to shovel early in the afternoon for like an hour. It was awful.
Yes, snowblowers make the world go around.
Snowblowers change your life.
Yeah, that's good news. Mm-hmm.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Very cold today, dangerously cold tomorrow. You were saying the zoo was closed yesterday.
I didn't realize the zoo would close. I mean, because they're open 365 days a year. Uh-huh. That's their thing, and they have to be because the animals have to be taken care of. But they couldn't let the animals out. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the zoo being closed. I'm sure it has been since I've been here, but I haven't. I can't remember it. So that's bad. I mean, it was a snow emergency in the state. I mean,
364 days now. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Tony Evers declared a snow emergency. So if anything horrible happens, the state governments can step in, National Guard if they need to. Winter storm warning has expired, but now the wind chill stuff comes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear Lord.
Now, there's a wind chill advisory that starts until 6 o'clock tonight, from now until 6 o'clock tonight. Yeah. And then a wind chill warning goes in effect until Thursday night, because Wednesday, it's like a high of negative 10 or something like that. Like, when it gets that cold, it gets dangerous. Because now you've got wind whipping at your body. You've got frostbite can set in within minutes if you're outside for too long.
Yeah.
You got to limit your skin exposure. So make sure you're wearing hats and gloves and things like that, scarves and keeping things covered.
Bella, can't go outside for more than 3 minutes. I mean, if I don't watch her, she'll be limping. And I had my snow pants on and boots ready to go get her every time she went out because I was afraid she was going to get stuck in the back of the yard. No, it was like she kept getting and she couldn't walk. And I'd be like, you can do it. You can do it, Bella. And then I just have to go pick her up. It was sad.
I don't know what too cold
she's
is there.
She's dying. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just hanging out in the snow. Like, they don't know.
Dude, my 13-pound Chihuahua knows. He can go outside for like 3 seconds. He goes in the snow. He pees really quickly, and then he hops up on two legs.
Right.
I'm like, he's hurt, poor boy. They poop in the house. I don't even care. I'm like, poop in the house. Pee out.
Now that's a bit much, Kevin.
They know.
I'm not endorsing that.
He pooped in the house once, and I told him it was okay. Just one time.
No! This is not okay. Go poop on your floor, and you tell me it's okay one time.
Hey, if it's negative 30 outside, you're going to walk in my house. Foot?
Go ahead.
That's crazy.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, this is a little weird. Why is a guy getting arrested at Jimmy Kimmel's house, especially a good friend of his who's a famous chef?
Oh, what? I know what happened.
What?
He got drunk and they started a little fight or something, right? I mean, that's what happens at Jimmy Kimmel's house. They get drunk and they start fights. They're friends.
That's what friends do.
No, apparently his friend is getting divorced, Adam Perry Lang, and he was arrested at Jimmy Kimmel's house. He's going through a divorce after 20 years of marriage. He runs a celebrity hotspot, APL. It's a restaurant in Hollywood. So he gets arrested on Sunday morning. All he did was wake up, look at his phone, walk outside, and get arrested. And he was really confused.
What?
Yeah. Well, somebody, they think it was a swatting call. Somebody called and said that he, this guy, said he was him, and he claimed to have shot his girlfriend with a high-powered rifle.
Ooh. What?
But then they said officers go there, arrest him. They find out it ended up being like a swatting call, they thought. And the guy was like super, you know what a swatting call is?
There's somebody
like
calling to intentionally.
A fake call.
Yeah, somebody calling the police to have the SWAT team arrive and a bunch of, to cause a giant police presence at someone's house.
Yeah, and it's you'll a prank. Get arrested for
it's a prank and it's a federal crime. So
big time, because you use all our resources when they need to help other people.
There were like Miley Cyrus happened at her house. There was a rash of them. There was like five or six of them a couple years ago.
But I don't remember anyone saying Miley shot someone when they swatted her. I mean, my lord, how far do we have to go, people? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So he didn't do it, obviously.
No, but he's just going through a divorce and somebody called, but he's been living in one of Jimmy Kimmel's houses. So Jimmy Kimmel wasn't even there. He wasn't even there.
Dragging the dude's name through the mud. He wasn't even at the house. My God.
What if it was Matt Damon? Don't Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon have beef?
Do they? I don't think so.
They do, because at the end of every Jimmy Kimmel show, he goes, "Sorry again to Matt Damon. We didn't have time for you." It's like at the end of every show. Was that was
I
it Matt Damon?
They were
it's like,
good
it's a long, it's a long running. It's
but
a long
isn't
running
that
gag.
Like a long friend, right. Like yeah. a friend yeah. joke?
That's why I would think this would be something goofy that Matt Damon would do. Maybe he took his pranks to another
Matt
level.
Matt Damon's not that stupid.
Matt Damon's a little busy. Okay, he doesn't have time to be swatting
There's
at Jimmy Kimmel's house.
There's a difference between a joke and literally breaking the law.
Right.
Like, come on.
Don't be stupid, you moron.
That's not funny. No.
No.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Netflix keeps coming out with cool-ish, you guys. And I know, Allie, you're a fan of, like, the Investigate stuff, like Investigate Discovery.
Oh, God. Oh yeah, I love ID like Channel.
The true crime stuff.
Yeah.
You would probably be fascinated by this Ted Bundy thing. It's the Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix.
Okay, I don't know anything about Ted Bundy. I gotta be honest with you. Am I too young? But you guys are younger than me.
Yeah. Ted Bundy was a serial killer back in, like, the 70s.
Okay.
In, like, the Pacific Northwest.
And so he's old.
Yes, he's an older guy. He was just, they released this documentary on the anniversary of his execution because he was killed in a Florida prison like 20 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm. Like he was executed, like he had the death penalty?
Death penalty, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, he was put to death. Electric chair. Like everybody was chanting like burn Bundy outside. It was weird. But this whole thing that started this movement of people talking about Ted Bundy because he was an attractive guy. And that was part of his thing that he would use to lure women
in. I don't
know
what he looks like.
He murdered like 30 women.
Yeah.
He did.
30. He confessed to killing 30 women now.
I know the name. I just don't know anything about him.
So what's happening now is they play on that a lot in the Netflix thing is how he was attractive and he was a good looking guy and women were like, oh, he could never be a serial killer. Nobody this good looking and put together and smart could ever murder somebody and bludgeon someone to death.
Most manipulative people are attractive and charming. Hello, most sociopaths are.
So it even got to a point where Netflix is like issuing a warning now for people to stop thirsting over Ted Bundy because they're like, all these other people that you could
wait. Is there like a whole new generation of Ted Bundy
of people
like,
who weren't alive when he was killing people, so they don't get it?
They're now being exposed to him, and there's a movie coming out with Zac Efron playing Ted Bundy, which
I
makes
heard
it even
about
worse.
That. Wait. You get a guy who's a Ted Bundy, who was a decent looking guy, a serial killer, but a terrible person, and you're going to have Zac Efron play him? How is Zac Efron going to be a not likable guy?
Do we not talk about this every day when women get with dudes that we know are douches and they've done all these awful things and we go, but no, he's such a cute, good guy.
But he's so hot.
It'll be so different.
Oh my gosh.
It was just his ex. Not, it'll be great.
He's changed.
Netflix official Twitter issued this statement that said, "We've seen a lot of talk about Ted Bundy's alleged hotness and would like to gently remind everyone that there are literally thousands of hot men on the service, almost all of whom are not convicted serial murderers."
Amen, Netflix. Seriously.
Yeah. You had to say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fascinating documentary, whole way that they, because what happened is this guy goes and talks to Ted Bundy and gives him a tape recorder and says, "Tell me everything." And Ted Bundy starts talking and he doesn't really give up any information in the first couple episodes. And,
oh, so it's a series.
Yes, there's four episodes. It's okay. A series. And then towards the end, it gets towards his execution and Ted Bundy gets to the end. He broke out of prison twice.
What?
Twice he broke out of jail, yeah. Which is crazy.
While
he was
on
out.
Death row?
Yes.
Jesus.
First time he was out for like 7 days. The second time he was out for like a month, over a month.
Don't you think that was with plenty of help from the prison? Somebody inside was helping him. I don't
Maybe.
Believe for a second El Chapo climbed under a tunnel with no help from inside.
Mm-hmm. Hey man, Ted Bundy. He can do amazing things.
I guarantee somebody inside was helping him.
Somebody
it
that good looking is incredibly crafty as
yeah.
well.
Hold on. And this Ted Bundy, he was in Florida when this happened?
No, this all happened in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh,
like,
okay,
all
cool.
the people that he killed were in Washington,
okay.
Colorado, Utah.
I wasn't even born yet when he killed these people. Just right. So you're okay, Gibbons. Yeah. He's not going to come kill you.
He died in 1989, so they're like okay. revitalizing this. But
okay,
Ted Bundy, the
God.
Tapes on Netflix, fascinating. He threw into the whole true crime thing.
But doesn't that just show you that we don't care who people are? We care about their looks and
yeah.
we base everything on the outside
aren't
and how
superficial
shallow we
society?
Are. No, seriously. It's such a bigger problem.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Ted Bundy. Stop thirsting, okay?
Yeah. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Have you guys seen Black Panther yet?
I have not. I keep
have
hearing
not.
How good it is. Everybody
it is very good.
Says it's like the best movie.
I will say you can watch it free if you have Netflix. It's free on Netflix right now, but it's coming back
oh,
to
it
theater.
Is?
Yeah, but it's coming back to theaters for free for 1 week only, February 1st. And between February 1st and 7th, in celebration of Black History Month,
oh.
which provides scholarships to help minority students attend college.
Wow.
Kind of cool, right?
I have a question.
Huh. Yes, please, Gibbons.
Will the money they're going to donate
yeah.
be based on ticket sales for a Saturday matinee, $5 a pop, or am I going like Friday night, $12.50 a ticket?
They should
I'm
go
just saying, if you're trying to raise the money,
right.
I'm just saying.
And our concessions included as
right?
well.
I'm going to go get a large popcorn and a large
right.
That's another $15.
Pretzel
you're one
bites
point...
for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to us. Your $1.5 million isn't enough.
Ah, we need more.
You haven't
so
done enough
funny.
For black culture. No. No, but Black Panther is a huge movie. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you haven't seen it yet. It's one of the better Marvel movies, and it's the first comic book movie to be nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture.
Oh, wow.
That's 7 Oscar nominations that they have now. 7 for Black Panther. They won SAG Awards over the weekend, so
damn.
With all the accolades they've been getting lately, they're going to put it out for that first week, February 1st through 7th at the AMC Mayfair.
I'm
going to
go see Black Panther for free,
yeah.
and then I'm going home and watch it for free again on Netflix.
See?
Hell
what?
Yeah.
What?
It's awesome, because you watch it in theater and then watch it again at home.
Oh,
like all the parts you
life.
Missed.
Yes.
Yeah, relive it, so that's awesome.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
If you haven't seen any of these documentaries on Netflix or Hulu, they've been trending like crazy for the past week or two. The Fyre Festival, which
yeah.
is the big festival this guy, Billy McFarlane, is going to put on this island. It was going to be amazing. Ja Rule.
Yeah.
1997, Ja Rule was
yes.
going to
Kanye. Kanye was going to be there.
Oh, Kanye was going to. Blink-182 was going to
yeah,
perform.
Yeah, Major Lazer.
Amazing.
It was the Coachella of an island. You're going to
yeah.
get this luxury villa when you get there.
On Pablo Escobar's
oh,
island, yeah.
You're going to pay $15,000 for this.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun, kids? You're going to go for a few. Anyway, it was all, look, at the end of the day, this guy got himself into this mess.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't produce it on this island because there weren't resources. There weren't any of that stuff. You can watch the documentaries, but he's now in jail for fraud
yeah.
because he kept taking people's money and defrauding them. And he's
yeah.
a con artist. This guy sucks. But there were tons of celebrities involved with this. He's in jail, so what about all the celebrities that endorsed it? Or what about Ja Rule?
The big thing about the Fyre Festival is they were relying on Instagram influencers to get the word out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how they got, because they got people to watch it on Instagram and think, wow, this looks awesome. I'm getting FOMO. I'm not going to be there. I have to be there. So they
yeah.
got huge influencers like...
Well, they Kendall Jenner
is one of them.
I don't know. Kendall Jenner. That's a huge one. So Kendall Jenner and at least Bella Hadid and Emily Ratajkowski, they all have to go into court and they're going to have to testify about this whole case.
Well, that makes sense.
I don't think they're going to get in trouble. They could, I guess, but I don't think they're going to get in trouble. But they definitely need, it's like any fraud case, you probably need all the details.
Yeah, because this Billy McFarland guy flew the people you just named and a bunch of other influencers to this island. They shot this promotional video that, oh, this is what it's going to be like. And it had all those people in it.
Right.
And they all got scammed and frauded.
Right, but Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, all those girls got paid.
They got paid, yes.
They got paid, so this is where it gets tricky because the payments, they have to testify about the payments they got from Billy McFarland because here's the thing. There's $26 million missing that was spent in the months before, and nobody knows where it is, right?
No.
So people are, they want them to come testify as to the money they got and how did they get the money and not the other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's probably because it sounded like in the documentary, I just watched the Hulu one, he was just literally using the money for whatever he needed at that second. So if Kendall Jenner's saying, I'm not promoting until you pay me, okay, he frauds someone out of $4 million and pays Kendall Jenner. Right, like, well, it was just like this sick cycle.
Yeah, I'll make up a fake name with a fake account and wire this fake person some money. And then I'll take that money and use it somewhere.
We've got the money for ticket sales. Oh, we need more money. Oh, you need this wristband that you have to pay cash for in advance.
Yeah.
Give us your cash in advance. Don't bring cash to the island. Give us your money now. The guy was.
Let's say tickets are sold out. All that's left are $250,000 villas. You have to buy those, and then they get $250,000 for these villas that didn't even exist. They weren't even built. It was crazy.
Angry is people that like steal money. However you do it. And don't think you're hurting anyone or don't think it's a crime. Are the people that the fraud, I mean, they frauded. Yeah, these kids were idiots for spending $15,000 on a villa in an island. Who the hell has that on maybe a credit card? But listen.
Still.
But that doesn't mean some guy can go in there and rip them off
because
they're spending their money in dumb places and take all their money with nothing left to see for it. I mean, that's crazy.
If it was the Hulu one or the Netflix one where some guy goes, hey, if you're a rich white kid that wants to spend $100,000 to see Blink-182, too, that's your problem.
It's true, though. Well, the Fyre Festival is F-Y-R-E. So, because I know when I posted on Facebook, I was laughing so hard over the weekend watching the Hulu one because the guy, one of the guys on the island said they ordered $2 million worth of booze.
Yeah.
He goes, who the bleep orders $2 million worth of booze? The whole thing was just insane.
Yeah. So, we got all the booze and these crappy sandwiches.
Well, and they know it's not even happening.
Yeah. No.
And they're still, it was crazy. So,
delusional.
If you want to watch it on Netflix or Hulu, there's two documentaries out. Netflix had theirs planned. Hulu came out of nowhere and surprised them with theirs, which is kind of funny. But
so good.
It's a good, interesting, crazy story.
They're both interesting, though.
And it's good drama. It has great drama.
It has celebrities. It has crime.
It has
rich white people that are punks. I mean, all the crap. And you want to see them go down. Because they're like ripping people off.
And don't forget, there is Ja Rule in vintage Ja Rule
and
mode.
And then Ja Rule.
Yeah, right.
I could do it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections. From Craigslist.
Oh. Hey, girl.
How do they get more feminine?
I don't know.
This one's written by a woman.
That wasn't even, why they get more feminine.
That wasn't even feminine. That was like just
weird.
It sounded like Tiny Tim.
Tiptoes.
Like serial killer. Creepy.
This one says, I'm sorry I called the cops on you. This one's creepy.
Jeez.
She says, Monday morning, I used my remote start because, let's be honest, it was freaking freezing and the snow was a nightmare. Okay. I watched you from my window walking up and down looking at all the cars. I thought you were casing them, honestly. I thought you were going to steal something, honestly. We've had 3 break-ins last week alone, so I called the cops. It was then that you started clearing off cars with your arms like a good Samaritan. I wish I could have called the cops off because that's all you were doing was brushing off the cars. They must have been right around the corner because as I was going out to my car, the cops had stopped you and were questioning you. I caught a glimpse, and I must say you're quite the looker. Coffee?
Dude,
what the hell?
I called the cops on you, and I'm sorry. I was just looking out.
Hold on. As someone who has allegedly known some criminals in his heyday,
allegedly,
before you break into before you break into a car that's covered in snow, you have to remove the snow before you break in.
You think he was going to break into the cars?
I think he was
going
to break in, and she's a hero, and now she wants to hook up with the guy.
Maybe she does.
Man,
she likes a rebel.
What the hell is wrong with her?
She wants a very Ted Bundy type guy. Who knows?
I'm asking what's wrong with her. She wrote a misconnection.
I just learned Ted Bundy's a serial killer this morning.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. And he's a handsome serial killer. Doesn't make him less of a serial killer, though.
No.
This has been a sorry I called the cops on you misconnection. How is that a...
Huh?
Weirdos.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Was I being irrational with Gibbons and J Matter Midday Guy? Here's what happened.
Okay.
We're sitting in the studio after the show one day. J Matt's our midday guy. He starts at 10 a.m. And then Gibbons goes, hey, does anybody have Advil? And I was like, and then I look, and I really didn't have it. I usually have Advil with me, like, all the time in case anybody gets a headache.
Uh-huh.
But Gibbons asked for Advil, like, every day, in fairness. Am I wrong, Riggs? He asked for it on a regular...
I'll say every
he hasn't in a few months. But every there was day a period where every day he asks for it.
There, where he does it more often than not. Yes, every day is unfair because that means every day.
Advil's expensive, right?
It is.
How much is a bottle of Advil, Riggs? Like
$10. You're talking brand name Advil, not ibuprofen.
Even, yeah, whatever.
Yes, brand name Advil. Probably, I don't know, $15 for a bottle.
It's not cheap.
No.
So go ahead. What
I have asked for Advil maybe five times
that's
in
not
3 years.
That's not true.
Maybe there 10.
Because this is a thing with Gibbons. He doesn't realize the value of money, we always say, because until he had his own kids and he had to start paying for things. And then he started going, screw this. I'm not paying for kids that don't eat dinners. And
okay.
So I'm a freak because I'm a parent. And
so
I'm already
you,
cheap. So
right,
he asked
so
me for Advil. Yeah. And I said, and you know what? I can't give you Advil every day anyway because that's ridiculous. At some point, you need to go buy your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember it. He hasn't asked for a while, but there was a period where it felt like he had a headache every day, right? Which Gibbons has a shunt, by the way, in case you didn't know that, in his brain, and which blew somebody away this weekend when I told them that.
Brief explanation of what a shunt is, Gibbons.
I was born with a brain disease called hydrocephalus, which is a buildup of spinal fluid on the brain, and in order to help my brain out, I have a thing called a shunt that gets rid of the spinal fluid on my brain.
Thank you.
Right.
Cliff Notes version.
So, he's got medical issues. So, like, if he's got a headache, I want the guy to feel better, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, like, the cheap person in me was like, I've given you enough Advil at this point. Go buy your own bottle. So then I felt bad when I left, because I thought, wow, now I look like a crappy friend to J-Mac, because he's like, wow, shorting or Advil. I didn't have any Advil. I wasn't making that up.
Right.
I found it in my car later, but I was like, am I being irrational? That I told Gibbons, you've asked for enough Advil, at some point go buy your own bottle. Or was I being just a total B?
Yes, I think you were being a total B. Yeah.
So then, you're
but
okay with it.
Because the guy needs Advil.
When is he going to go buy his own bottle? Why am I paying for all his medicine? He's freaking 30 years old. That's absurd. Go to the store.
Yes, I understand. But I also understand.
Oh, look, what's that?
Do you have your own now?
I will have you know, Allie.
Was that after Allie yelled at you to go buy your own bottle?
Okay, 1,000%. I said, you know what? I swear to God, I went home that day.
I felt bad for like a day. This is the thing. You guys think I'm heartless? No, I say crap and then I feel bad, but I stick to my guns about some stuff because I'm like, no, I can't pay for all your Advil,
dude. And that I respect about you and appreciate. So
I'm sorry.
I went home that day and I said, let me look in my cupboard and see if I have any Advil myself.
And you do?
And I found we have...
Stop it!
Oh, Allie, it was unopened.
Oh my God, it's the medical. You know what? Just hand the medical. I'll take back what you
can. Yeah, you can. Seriously.
Pay her back.
250 Advil, baby. Go ahead. There you go.
Good. I'm glad you have some now. And I hope people send you bottles of Advil to the station I don't have to buy it anymore.
Allie, you know what's going to be the total pain in the ass that I'm going to hate?
What?
I had allergy medicine in here, right? Had a bottle of allergy medicine that I bought with my own money that I had in here in case anybody needed it. And they decided randomly to do a cleaning in here and picked up a perfectly good bottle of medicine and threw it out.
Yeah.
So, why would you do that?
So now...
Allie, are you maybe confusing his ibuprofen with his allergy medication?
Because
he took allergy stuff every day.
No, I remember that,
too. That was every day.
No, because maybe I'm the one he asked, or he just went and took it out of your drawer because you have some in your drawer. I don't know.
All these aren't the good ones.
But I remember there was like a trend for a little while. Not recently. And so then I was like, okay.
Wait, what do you mean those aren't the good ones,
right? You gotta take these back. These aren't the ones with the candy coating.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Are they really?
Take one out, put it in your mouth right now.
Just take the generic. It's just
that's what it is.
Hold on. Does it have the candy coating?
Allie, all right, you know what?
It doesn't need the coating.
Let me open the curtain a little bit. I didn't get Advil. I got the store bought brand ibuprofen from Walmart.
No, it doesn't. That's not candy coating. Put that in your mouth. Advil has a candy coating, and it's delicious. That is disgusting.
Generic is just fine, people.
Riggs, I swear, It's the candy. I'm sucking on an Advil right now. It's the candy
There's
coating.
There's no candy coating on that. Oh, what kind of candy are you talking about? Wax candy?
The Necco generic
wafers?
Coating?
Maybe Necco wafers?
Okay, generic coating
yeah,
goes way better.
Nobody made you try that.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's time for Hell to the Gnaw.
We're living a giant hell of an awe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, when they're forecasting a high of, like, negative 20 tomorrow?
Oh.
Dude.
How about when I have to explain to my children why they have to put a gloves and a hat on? Did I have to have a two-minute conversation with these kids?
It's called protecting
really?
Your skin from frostbite,
and
yo.
I have to scare the hell out of them and tell them people die, and then they get anxiety. I'm like, you did it to yourself.
Allie. Wait. It's not as simple as showing them the temperature when it says negative 20.
They don't care. They don't want to mess with it.
Does not compute. I am a child. You just say very cold, and I'm like, it's cold all the time, Mom. What are you talking about?
So sick of having these conversations about why you need to zip up your coat. Why?
You mean my fingers can fall off? Well, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I don't like to make this all about me, but I'm not worried about the cold. I had a moment this morning where I have been angry about it since 4:45 this morning.
What happened this morning?
Oh, do tell.
It's when you come into work, and it's cold outside. So you make yourself a cup of coffee, right? You take two sips of that cup of coffee.
And it burns your mouth?
No.
Oh.
You realize the mug you made it in was dirty.
Oh.
I got a dirty mug, dude.
Was it dirty or did we just have a crappy dishwasher that doesn't clean stuff?
Oh, no, it's not the dishwasher. No, this dishwasher that we have here is fantastic and lovely, and it's definitely not the dishwasher.
All lies.
That's a hell to the no in itself.
Oh, that's gross.
It was disgusting.
Just get a black cup next time you make coffee.
When it takes you 90 minutes to clear your driveway, hell to the no. I kept blowing it.
It kept blowing back.
It kept blowing back because I have one of the single stage snowblower, so it won't shoot it as far. So I just have to go like in little waves in my driveway until it's gone. 90 minutes later, finally,
good God! Gone.
How many times did you have to snowblow yesterday?
Twice.
Yeah,
well,
I
did a snowblow once and I did a shovel the second time because it was just a little layer.
Yeah.
I didn't want to waste gas.
Really?
Yes. Conservationist.
I just asked if I was being cheap with Advil, and this guy doesn't. It's about money, not conservationism. Give me a break.
Come on, Riggs.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
You got a hell to the no? 799-1037, or you can just text it to 71037. If you're in a safe place, don't text and drive.
Somebody texted in. They said, when it takes you 45 minutes from I-60 or 164 to the exit at Moreland, I still have to get to Mequon.
Oh, dear God.
Good luck getting to Mequon. You're heading all the traffic today. 799-1037, or you can always text us to 71037. Good morning, Kiss FM. You got a hell to the no?
Yeah, when yesterday I had a really bad headache, and then I had to scrape off my car, and I had that like weird like two layers of ice kind of thing.
Oh, I hate that. Me too.
It wouldn't come off, and I like turned my scraper so the corner like got underneath it, and I thought I was like scraping my glass window.
I thought
it
the same thing.
So loud. Yeah.
My car was facing the direction of the wind, so there was like a millimeter of ice that had just built up. It wasn't coming off. I thought it was going to break my window. It was crazy.
Awful.
That's a hell to the no for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Riggs, are you choking? What
the
hell?
Don't choke. I had the best text ever, dude, to 71037. Are you dying?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
I swallowed it. It went down the wrong pipe.
Jesus, Riggs.
That was my breathing hole. It was supposed to go down the swallow hole.
I thought you were laughing at the text I saw that says, 9 hours of snow removal yesterday. And I don't even work for a snow removal company.
Oh, dear
God. I was like, oh, you poor thing. There's somebody, so many people like that.
Who do we got on the phone? Cassie?
We had Cassie, but our intern Jack picked her up.
Jack!
Kiss
intern
FM.
Baby Jack!
Good morning, Kiss FM. You got a hell to the no?
Yeah. Pretty much yesterday, I spent the whole entire day shoveling because I worked for property management.
Oh, so is it a company that owns multiple buildings that you had to do?
Yeah, pretty much. Or we have people where we just go and take care of the properties.
Oh, okay. Well,
but, I was going to say.
Pretty much, I was shoveling all day yesterday. Then on the way home, I feel my steering start to shake.
Oh, boy.
So I pull over, I look at it, like, what's going on? Come to find out, the snow and all the buildup bent my control arm on my car.
You gotta kick that off, man.
Oh, come
Gibbons
on.
Will come do it for you. Gibbons, you should start a service, like snow hub type service, where you'll come to people's houses and you'll kick the snow from up the back behind the tires.
That would be quite
call it the snow kick app, and just Gibbons will come around and kick your car.
Damn straight.
He might dent the fender, but hell, he's gonna get all the ice and snow off from underneath it. Thanks for the call this morning.
Oh, here's a hell to the gnaw. When your husband has off today, you ask him to load the dishwasher, and he responds with, I don't know how.
What?
Oh!
Maybe he doesn't.
Hell to the no.
On behalf of the ladies out there, you know what? I was going to rat a dude out. I'm going to rat myself out.
Well, she said, I think you could hear my eyes rolling. I then said, figure it out.
Yeah. So I told you guys that my girlfriend got her snowblower back from her dad.
Sure.
It's when she didn't get home till 8:30 at night. I was already in bed, so she had to do all the snow plowing herself.
Well, you have to get up early in the morning, in your defense.
Well, aren't you past the honeymoon stage? I mean,
yes.
You're done.
Yes.
You're done running out at 10 p.m. to snowblow for your girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh my God. I got a hell to the yes. Allie didn't just pick on me for that. I thought you were going to give me a bunch of crap for that.
No. I told you were. Come on, dude.
You got a hell to the no. You can always text him to us.
Everybody becomes himself at some point in a relationship, which doesn't mean you become bad. You just become yourself.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio. 58 wins, only been beaten 10 times. And our new intern, Jax, stepped in and he said, hey, I've always wanted to try and stump Gibbons the Great.
Still don't have a name for him, so I'm still calling him Intern Jack-Jack.
Intern Jack-Jack.
Until you name him something else.
I'm
Jack,
fine
Jack.
With that, honestly.
Okay, good.
All right, Jack-Jack. Have you thought of somebody famous?
I have.
All right. Now, are you ready to play against Gibbons the Great?
I've been ready.
All right, now don't be distracted by his turban. Don't be distracted by his accent. We don't understand it. He's just really good at doing this. So
that's good.
I was just going to ask some yes or no questions. Let's go.
All right, so you're thinking of someone who really exists?
Yes.
Maybe this is a female?
Yes.
On your mind, is there someone who has any children of their own?
I don't think so.
All right, so you got someone on your brain who's ever recorded any albums before?
Definitely.
Is this person African-American?
No.
All right. Are you thinking of someone who's famous for their derriere?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, could this be someone who's ever been in a music video with Rihanna?
I don't think so.
He looked at me.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you have on your brain somebody who's been on the Disney Channel?
No.
No.
Is this a character maybe with a British accent?
Definitely not.
Mm-mm.
Maybe you got a tattooed person on your brain.
She definitely has tattoos.
Could you be thinking of a character whose hair is short?
Yes.
Maybe you got a white person on your mind?
For the most part, she's white, I believe. Yes.
Yeah.
Could you be thinking of a character? Maybe this person born in New Jersey?
I think she was, yes.
Think so?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Do you have a pop singer? A pop singer on your mind?
I do.
Is this someone who plays the guitar?
No.
Has the character on your mind ever dyed their hair blue?
Definitely.
Maybe this person is known for having crazy hair maybe all the time.
Yes.
All right. Is this person maybe black and white, African-American and a Caucasian?
Yes.
All right. We got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball really quickly. You'll be thinking of one of my favorite singers, one of Kiss FM's favorite singers, and that'd be Halsey.
Let's not push it, because she made a scene at the rave for one of our concerts. Let's not push it. She's one of our faves.
Was Halsey.
That was impressive.
I had no idea she was biracial.
You didn't
know that? None until this moment. Zero.
They call her her record label.
I feel so dumb. I feel like an idiot. I had no idea she was biracial. None.
The record label told me that they call her tri-bi because she's bisexual and she also is bipolar. So tri-bi. I don't know what that means, right?
You can't say that. That's what he told. Bipolar.
That's what he told me because she also
tacky.
she's also right.
She's also label hates her.
No, she's also struggled with bipolar disorder. So that's another thing that she said as well.
Hey, Riggs.
Yes, Gibbons.
Sometimes when a record label tells you things,
what
they tell you things, not for you to tell the world.
Oh, kind of like when they make scenes behind stage. Leave them alone. Leave Halsey alone. Leave Halsey alone.
God, my God.
Oh, nobody told me I couldn't tell that story. And that's on Facebook.
Leave Halsey alone.
Halsey basically threw a fit at one of our shows, stomping her feet because she was mad. She had to go meet listeners and she had a breakdown. This was like a few years ago, but we will never forget that story.
Never forget.
Hashtag never forget.
Oh, God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
I was just chasing Allie around the studio.
Annoying the hell out of me, Gibbons.
Literally.
Yes. Gibbons, you are annoying me. You know why?
Oh, I know why. You ever had that group of friends where you guys all just kind of have common interest, not common interests. You all have your own little things that you love, but you still share these stories of these things you love that your friends don't love with your friends.
I love Real Housewives.
And you talk about it.
A lot. Whether you like it or not, I don't care.
I love this. I love This Is Us.
Allie hates This Is Us. Riggs hates
it. Hold on.
Let me backtrack.
I never watch it. I would totally watch it.
When you're not as passionate about it.
I wasn't in a state where I could emotionally handle something that made me cry when it came on. I could handle it now. Okay, go.
So they're tears of joy, Allie. They're tears of joy.
Well, now I could watch it.
Jack's brother's still alive. No. Come on now. Jesus.
So much emotional space. So.
All right, go ahead.
So, like, Allie will bring up The Housewives. Riggs doesn't care, but Riggs will listen to it. Riggs will bring up This Is Us. Allie doesn't care, but she'll listen to it. And I will sometimes bring up professional wrestling.
Sometimes.
And you guys usually just listen to it. Yeah. So Allie turns to me and goes, "Hey, Gibbons, why is this guy
who
works...
Why did our coworker...
post a video or a picture with a wrestler chick congratulating her?"
Yeah, I was like so confused. I'm like, huh?
What did you expect my answer to be?
I don't know. I thought you'd say she got a new job or something.
She's having a baby. Something exciting about her.
Congrats to this wrestler chick.
To me, that's Allie opening the door for, "I'm really interested in wrestling. Tell me what's going on.
No. That meant I wanted like a 5-second answer, not...
She wanted Cliff Notes, bro. You gave her like an unabridged version of the WWE history.
Say, "Oh, she won the WWE last night." And I go, "Great," and move on with my life.
But I couldn't just say that, Allie, because it wasn't just that Becky Lynch from WWE won the Royal Rumble, okay? She was in a match before the Royal Rumble. Wasn't supposed
was
to be.
Was this last night?
This was Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday night.
That's when the Royal Rumble was?
Yes,
okay,
the Royal Rumble was Sunday night. She wasn't supposed to be in the Royal Rumble match. So I, being the good friend that I am, wanted to fully explain to Allie exactly why Becky Lynch was in the Royal Rumble and how she got there.
Are you going to do this again now?
No. I'm just saying, when I tell a story about wrestling, I get a little animated.
I don't want you to tell me every detail of the fake wrestling you watched on Sunday night, dude. I'm not interested, Gibbons.
Then don't ask me a question if you don't want the full answer.
Allie, asked you for one answer, not a synopsis of the whole freaking show,
you
dude.
You got one answer. What was your question? Again, one more time.
God.
Why did he post a video of that wrestler chick? That was her only question.
Well, because
it wasn't even a video, it was just a picture that said congrats.
Yeah. He was saying congrats because she won the Royal Rumble, Allie. The Royal Rumble that she wasn't supposed to be in. Why was she not supposed to be in it?
Okay, no, stop. Like one time I brought up a wrestler, Lex Luger, to Gibbons, Allie. I go, "Lex Luger, I saw this name come up," and I go, "What's with him?" And he goes, "Oh, you mean like this one match in 1992?
Well, Lex Luger.
And it turned into a moment where he had me watching this video of this time when he was on this aircraft carrier, and I was like, I don't care about this stuff. I don't care. I just asked one question about Lex Luger. I don't care.
I just want to say the backstories.
What?
Because if you're actually listening to Gibbons go on about wrestling, you love wrestling.
Yeah.
So listen to this, Gibbons. Guess what?
What?
My ex-boyfriend from college posted the other day, who is the, you know, he's an executive producer of Divas.
Uh-huh, Total Divas, yes.
Yeah. Now casting. They're looking for a new female WWE star.
No way! No!
Put a wig on! Let's go!
Hey, Gina.
Remember Gina?
Gina.
Gina could be a wrestler.
It is 2019. If I want to identify as a female just so I can be on the WWE, then damn it, sign me up.
No,
I will talk and I will go.
He said I could tag people, because this is a private post. He said tag people, because he's asking his friends to find, because you know they don't really, they cast by people they know, let's be real.
Allie.
He's literally asking people, his friends, to tag people that might be good for TV.
Allie.
I'm not tagging you.
Tag me, come on. Be a friend. Be a friend.
Tag him with hashtag Gina for life.
Come on.
But they are casting for a new WWE chick for the show, so Gibbons.
I need to get in there.
There's hope.
I need to get in there. Moral of the story, I'm a giant pain in the ass, and I don't care about it.
Because you're just a wrestler.
Becky Lynch won the Women's Royal Rumble, baby! She won the Royal Rumble!
Thank God, dude. A song I like's coming on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Did you see this FaceTime bug that they have discovered?
No.
With the new iOS, the new system for your iPhone, you can do what's called group FaceTime calls. So if I FaceTime Allie, then we want to add Gibbons on, we can add somebody else to it.
You can FaceTime with more than one person.
Yes.
It's awesome.
And then if we want to add somebody else, we can add our intern Jack to it. And then if you want to add someone else, you can add like 10 or 20 people or something like that. It's crazy.
Really? I didn't think you could add 20 people.
You can add a bunch of people with a FaceTime.
So basically you could do many conference calls. Like, Apple's taking it to where you can use it at work all the time.
Yeah. Now, here's what's happening is they discover this bug where if we would add someone to the call, like if Allie and I are doing a FaceTime, we say, let's add Gibbons to it. And we swipe up and we go to ring Gibbons. Mm-hmm. While it's ringing Gibbons, before you can answer it, accept or reject it, your microphone is active and we can hear everything that you're saying.
Oh, God.
Wait, so it's the person you're calling?
Yes,
you
the
can
person
hear them?
You're calling. You can hear everything they're saying. It activates
Gibbons
their...
is going, screw them, I'm not picking up.
We would hear him say that.
We would hear it.
Uh-huh.
100%. Oh, my God.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Dude, you know how many friendships have been ruined over
well,
that?
Well, actually,
imagine?
If your friends are talking about you like that, they should be ruined.
Very
you
true.
Actually should thank Apple for getting rid of that. Because you think they're talking smack as you're... I mean, that's messed up.
Well, dude, they just discovered this bug on Monday, and they said they're going to address it with a software update later this week. So they'll take care of it. But in the meantime, no.
The realness filter.
The realness filter.
Oh, my God.
When you see it... mine would probably be, I don't want to FaceTime. Why are you FaceTiming me? That's the only thing I say when people FaceTime me.
As long as they don't disable... Right, like FaceTime with one person because that's all I answer.
No, you can
don't
still
call
do that.
Me on a regular call. I won't call FaceTime me and maybe I'll answer.
As long as I can still use the animal emoji face on my FaceTime too. I mean, come on.
Did you get our FaceTime missed call yesterday morning, Allie? We tried to FaceTime you at like 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a miss. I swear to God, I did not.
Yeah, I don't know why we did that.
You're lying.
We were like, we're going to FaceTime Allie. It's going to be hilarious. Yeah, you never answered.
It didn't ring.
Well, then we're going to FaceTime you again at another time.
Apparently, it's been disabled and you were wasting your time.
I guess so.
Man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned on the show this morning that I'm about 85% sure that at some point in the future, we're going to find out that Riggs is actually a serial killer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because Riggs has become obsessed with the new Ted Bundy documentary on Netflix. Ted Bundy is a serial killer who was a serial killer back in like
the 70s.
Got caught.
Before some of you were born.
Yes. Yeah. Got caught, was executed, but now there's a Netflix documentary about his confessions and stuff.
Yes.
He's a good-looking guy,
Ted
Bundy.
Fascinating, yeah.
Was a good-looking guy who no one really suspected anything of because he was such a good-looking guy. He never hurt anybody. And Riggs fashions himself a good-looking guy.
I do.
Well, he's not, but he fashions himself one.
I do.
I think in 20, 30 years, we're going to find a bunch of bodies buried in Riggs' backyard.
Oh, my God.
And find out he's a serial killer. That's
what's wrong with him?
The only cereal I'm killing is Captain Crunch. You kidding me?
Oh,
I learned something about Allie this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask her for Advil more than once or twice because she will murder you.
Oh, no, no.
She's not giving out her
we
Advil.
We can argue about how many times he asked me. Not, it was more than five, whatever he says. But
She is very stingy with her Advil.
No, I'm not. I will give it to you 5 to 10 times and then buy your own damn Advil. Enough.
I'm suffering.
It's expensive.
I have a headache. And it's not my fault. Man. I just have a headache.
Let me keep paying
help.
For all your needs. Can I go to Walgreens and get you anything? Hey. You know what? Give me a credit card.
Hey.
Don't give me a credit card. I'll buy whatever you need at Walgreens when I'm there.
Hey, give me that world's tiniest violin, man, because I like to help out my friends.
Riggs, did you say you had a headache and needed Advil? Because I got Advil right here for you.
Actually, Riggs is so helpful.
Thank you.
I've got a list for you of things I need from Walgreens, since you're so giving, because it's essentially the same thing I'm doing is going and buying stuff I need and then giving it away.
It's not essentially the same thing.
I will give you a list. It's not. You like to help your friends, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, buy my stuff and see the difference.
I'm going to buy your stuff, but I'll give you a couple Advil, man.
I got you.
No,
don't
I didn't give him a couple. I gave him 20 out of a box of 50.
And you know what, Gibbons? And I give you, I give you 20 more.
Oh, you know, I don't need them because
you are hired.
I got my own.
I'm out. I'm not paying for his over the counter needs anymore.
I will be.
I'm
your
not
new,
his mother.
I'll
and
be
you're
your
not
new
his
backup.
Father.
I'll be your new backup, Gibbons.
He's 30. Go buy your own damn Advil.
The man's got a damn shunt.
Riggs.
Oh, here we go again with the shunt.
Hold on, Riggs. Riggs just became my sugar daddy for Advil.
God.
I got you, baby. Don't worry.
Right.
I got all the Advil you need, honey.
Go buy your own damn Advil. Stop asking for mine.
Took such a weird turn.
What did you learn this morning, Allie?
I learned about Gibbons. Gibbons still doesn't get it that we don't like WWE.
What's,
I don't want to hear about it.
Put up with it, Gibbons.
I don't want to know about it.
No.
Enjoy it all you want. It's like Real Housewives. Look, do I have to tell you the synopsis of every episode?
If I were to ask about them.
If Allie or I ask you who one person is, just say, that's so-and-so. We don't need their backstory and their entire life and which championships they've won. We don't need that.
No, this is my time to say what I learned. Shut up, Givens.
Yes.
Listen. Thank you, Riggs. Riggs agreed.
Yes,
he said yes.
It's what did Allie learn right now?
I learned that I literally said, who is this? And it was followed by a five-minute synopsis of who the guy was. Who the hell cares? Just say he's a famous dude named blah,
exactly,
blah, blah.
Exactly, Allie. I'm with you.
Thank
I'm with you.
Now, Givens, hit the button. We're done.
No, I am in control of the buttons here, so I will
say
my piece.
Givens has some
piece.
Control.
You finally can't shut me up. You can't shut me up. You asked me.
I can't. I'm going to clothesline you right now.
You don't do it. No, you asked me.
Clothesline, I'm like,
you asked me why. Damn it, I lose again.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.